Joining us this morning on BS and Nikki is Rachel Lai. And Rachel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We're really excited to talk to you about this amazing program that you started in 2009. Now, first of all, how old are you now?
I am 16.
And you started this back in 2009 when you were only in sixth grade?
Yep.
That's amazing. It's called Literacy for Little Ones.
Now, Rachel, what exactly is Literacy for Little Ones?
Literacy for Little Ones is a program that provides five local hospitals with book packages so that each of the families with newborns there can get a book to kickstart their child's education.
Now, what made you decide to start this?
When I was in fifth and sixth grade, I had a couple kids in my class that were starting to struggle with reading, and I really felt bad for them because I had always really enjoyed reading, and I did really well in language arts classes, too. So I was discussing this with my mom about how I didn't like to see them upset about having to read a lot in class and having to get pulled out for extra help. And she told me how she used to read to me. She called it a 10-book-a-day diet, and she would read at least 10 books a day to me when I was an infant. So this kind of sparked my interest about early literacy. I went online and did some more research and found out that just reading to your child when they're an infant and in the first years of their life can really improve the rest of their reading skills and the rest of their education.
That's amazing. And the fact that you do this locally, now what hospital did you start with?
It started at Ministry St. Michael's Hospital in Stevens Point. It's at five hospitals right now. Ministry St. Clair's in Weston, Ministry St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander, Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff, as well as the St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Wabasha, Minnesota.
And also, you're going international, too, now.
Yes, we are. It's going to be starting up at a hospital in Managua, Nicaragua, which is the capital there, by the end of the month.
Wow, that's great. So how can people make donations?
If anyone wants to make a donation, they can go online to Ministry St. Michael's Foundation. They can just Google that, and it'll take them to the website where they can just hit donate now.
And you can actually come by during my baby shower that Brian is throwing for me on Friday the 13th and donate books there. Those books will also go to Literacy for Little Ones.
Perfect, Rachel. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.